Okay, we're ready to get started with our second collaboration session, and I'm happy to turn it over to Nate Willis.
Thanks. So this is going to be a first for me in the sense that it's intended to be a discussion session, and I'm going to attempt to talk really fast at the beginning just to sort of lay the groundwork in case you just got stuck here because you couldn't get into the dev room you really want to be at. But if you've been to any like FOSS events in the past couple of years, you may have encountered a photo policy, which is about when you should take photos of other people, when you should not, and that sort of thing. It's a relatively recent innovation in policy teams. And in my encounters, I've seen some policies that are a little bit hard to understand. And so I sort of thought maybe if we talked in the open about the components of these policies and how you as an event organizer can decide what you need and what you don't need, maybe that would save some of the growing pains. 25 minutes might not be enough to do that and solve all the problems, but we can continue this discussion later. This is really just the opening salvo. Clearly these policies are coming from the right place. You know, there are people, we want everyone to feel comfortable in our communities, either in person or online. And for some people that can have a lot to do with their image. On the other hand, policies are not necessarily in their current state easy to muddle through. They tend to be a little ad hoc these days, maybe a bit disconnected from other policy decisions at the events, and they can be confusing. I'm not sure how easy it is to read that if you're at the back of the auditorium. That's from DebConf this year, and it says, first of all, there's a camera with a Ghostbusters line through it, but then it also says, Debian will have a roving photographer capturing both posed and spontaneous photos to document DebConf and to use in promotional materials in the future. Please respect the wishes of others, expressed verbally or via the badge, when taking your own photographs. So does that mean the professional photographer does not have to? That's someone else. Like, I have to respect other people's badges, but Debian is also having someone take their own pictures. I don't know. I tried to find out who wrote that policy, and no one really knew. This is the short link for a pirate pad that has sort of the things that I thought of would be worth discussing. Please feel free to add your own notes to that. I did use an URL stretching service. But like I said, we only have 25 minutes here, so I'm going to lay out a little bit of the big topics and then open the floor to everyone who wants to comment or ask questions. To me, I think the biggest question to decide if you're an event is whether or not your interest in a photo policy is because of the image itself or because the image is published somewhere or because it's associated with a person. Because those are very different things and they have different concerns. It's generally not the case that the fact that an image was recorded is what concerns someone, although it could be. I mean, there are security cameras everywhere, but we feel differently when that image gets published, right? If that's the case for your events, then the root issue might be to think about the policy in terms of tagging people online and about how they're identified or not identified online, rather than making it a photo policy with those other matters being an afterthought. There are several sort of broad categories where in the pirate pad or the etherpad I just sort of put more specifics, and I'll talk about these one at a time. Scoping, which is a word I borrowed from Tom. Generally, if there's a declaration for someone to make as their photo preferences, it's done with a device on the badge somehow, either the lanyard or a sticker or something like that. But you also see this where there's sort of sections of a room, and it's important to be clear, I think, how those interact. If you move from one into the other, what are you expressing when you have the don't take my photo picture photo badge, but you sit in the photos are okay section? It's either, you know, one of those options is okay, you just need to be clear about that. But you also have similar issues come up with, well, what happens in the Q&A period? Or is someone with a no photo thing, should they not be recorded by the video team? Does this apply? Can you be a volunteer and a staff person and a room proctor and not have people take your photo. There's, you know, a lot of variables to be managed there in drafting your policy. There's also the issue of how the photo policy interacts with other things. In most cases, I can tell you, codes of conduct do not mention the photography policy. Sometimes they're both available on the website, but they don't really seem to connect. Is it the same policy? Is it a section of it? I noticed the LibrePlanet